Hello, this is Paula Hatfield reporting on 4-H Extension and other community news. Fall Festival is just around the corner in McLeansboro, the biggest event of the year. This year, they have a great lineup. Beginning Thursday, September 5th, the carnival rides open at 6 p.m. The cultural arts show will be in the courthouse basement for viewing from 6:30 to 8:30. And then stage entertainment is Gospel Night, 10 Mile Church Praise Band, and the Perry Case Band. Friday, September 6th, carnival rides open at 6, the Little Miss Fall Festival. Pageant will also be held at 6. The cultural arts show will be in the basement from 6:30 to 8:30. And the stage entertainment for Friday night is Girls Next Door and John Barry. Saturday, carnival rides will open at 1. There'll be a pet parade also at 1. The carnival rides will close during the Fall Festival parade, which starts at 6 o'clock. And this year's theme is Service Brings Freedom. At 7 p.m., the stage entertainment will be Twisted Road, followed by Sammy Kershaw. Once again, all concerts at the Fall Festival are free of charge. You can go down to the basement and check out the cultural arts show while you're in town. It's in the basement of the courthouse. There'll be several entries. Entries have to be in by September 3rd. There's adult and youth categories in photography, arts and crafts, paintings and drawing, quilts, afghans, any other knit or crochet item, and all other handiwork. So if you get a chance, run down to the basement and check it out. You'll see some great things from the community. Mark your calendars for an evening of fun and learning. Once again this year, 4-H will partner with HCE for an annual international night. Tuesday, September 17th, 4-H clubs will need to be ready to exhibit their projects at 4:30. All projects will be open to the public beginning at 5:30, and then a meal will be served at 6. You can plan to stick around and listen to a speaker about their trip to Malaysia. Remember, this is a great time for youth and adults to share some time together and learn about a different country. The Illinois State Fair had several members from Hamilton County exhibit this year. Those bringing home grand champion were Emily Cox in Plants and Soils and Emma Hood in Video. The Inspire Award went to Laney Davis for Food Decorating, Corbin Hood for Robotics 1, Aiden Hood for Robotics 2, Gracie Walker for Electricity 3, Shiloh Willis for Food Decorating, and Granger Wilson for Vegetable Plate. Those who participated and just received the participant ribbon were Hayden Davis in Cooking 301, Nomi Rawls in Vet Science, and Jonathan Showalter in Clothing 1. Congratulations to Gracie Walker for winning the Supreme Overall Champion at the Illinois State Fair Skillathon. She earned this by getting second place in sheep and third in both swine and beef, which earned her the overall champion. Hamilton County 4-H will hold a phone photography workshop. Join our 4-H photography workshop. Bring your smartphone and learn composition, lighting, and techniques to capture amazing photos. This will be September 10th from 4 to 6 p.m., and there is no cost to enter, but you do need to call to reserve your spot at 643-3416. The annual Achievement Night program will be held Monday, October 21st at 6 p.m. in the Hamilton County Courthouse basement. Make plans to join us for an evening of fun as leaders, members, and Cloverbuds are recognized. Several awards and recognition will be given to deserving individuals. Please bring a finger-type food to share. The annual 4-H slideshow should prove to be entertaining for all as we review the past year and a blast from the past. Do you love fall and all other beautiful colors? Mark your calendar for an after-school activity to create a piece of fall decor for your home or room. We will plan to meet from 4 to 6 p.m. in the courthouse basement. These workshops are free and all 4-H members are invited. You can bring a friend one time, but if they want to come more often, they will need to join 4-H. Watch for more information or what we'll be making in the next couple of weeks. The first one is scheduled for Tuesday, September 10th, and we will be decorating a wall decor. The community service opportunity for 4-H members, we held a unit-wide school supply drive for Brownsville School. Thank you to everyone who brought in supplies, and they will be delivered to Brownsville School to help with their needs of their school. Thank you goes out to Heather Bowman for spearheading the crosswalk painting in McLeansboro. The crosswalks around the square needed spruced up, so she got busy and got a group of people to come and help her spruce up those. 4-H has done those in the past, but this year the scheduling didn't work out. A big thank you to Hamilton County Rotary for donating the money to buy the paint to do this project. This is Paula Hatfield reporting on 4-H Extension and other community news.